All right, it's approximately 9:20 p.m. and we are resuming our board meeting after a short break. The next item on our agenda for discussion is item I. It's the sketch plan for Swim Hershey, plat 1378. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was filed by the Foundation for Enhancing Communities, also known as TFEC, on behalf of Swim Hershey. However, I understand that Swim Hershey has obtained its 501c3. TFEC is a nonprofit that helps other nonprofits and is moving away from TFEC. The plan represents the subdivision and development of an approximately 52.33-acre tract of land fronting the Sand Beach Road and accessed by Crystal Bay Drive, a private road. The site is in the Plan Campus North Zoning District. And it is proposed to subdivide 7.84 acres to contain the Hershey Company's Global Customer Insight Center building, resulting in 44.49 acres to the north of Crystal Lake Drive, which is vacant. The plan proposes the construction of a 47,495 square foot structure to contain a 50-meter pool, an 8,100-square-foot entry pavilion, and an 11,850-square-foot building to contain a 25-meter warm-up, warm-down pool. Access to the Swim Hershey site is primarily proposed to be by way of the private access drive known as Crystal A Drive. Although the access drive is skewed, their access drive from Crystal A is skewed, from Crystal A Drive, it is in alignment with the driveway for the Hershey Company's GCIC building. According to the project narrative, the site would be developed in two phases, with the first phase containing only the 50-meter pool, which would accommodate 300 swimmers and 750 spectators at an event. That Phase one will require 248 parking spaces. Phase two is anticipated to be constructed 4 to 6 years after the sustained operation of the initial phase, and would see the construction of the Welcome Center, the warm-up, warm-down pool, which would allow 800 swimmers at an event, 1,500 spectators, and would require 660 parking spaces. Within the information associated with this development, it indicated that Swim Hershey has initiated development of a national partnership with USA Swimming, USA Diving, US Water Polo, and USA Artistic Swimming. It also notes that, in addition, Swim Hershey will not only accommodate local club teams, school districts, and adult wellness programs, but provide programming that will reach thousands of special needs children and adults. There is a traffic evaluation presently underway that's looking at the full build-out scenario and studying the intersections of Sand Beach Road and Crystal Way Drive, Sand Beach Road, Hershey Park Drive, Police Academy Drive and Hershey Park Drive, Loudermilk Road and Hershey Park Drive, Hotel Road and Hershey Park Drive, and Route 39 and Hershey Park Drive. There will be public water and sewer provided to the facility. The water system will be connection to an existing water main that traverses the site, I think to a 20-inch main. Sanitary sewer will be a rather lengthy gravity line that will tie to private gravity lines from the Hershey facility. There's no public sidewalk proposed on the sketch plan. There was some traffic generation indicated. The applicant is utilizing what's called the YMCA Recreational Community Center land use code 495. Based on the size of the center, it's anticipated to create 1,895 daily trips with 129 a.m. peak hour trips, 200 p.m. peak hour trips, and 72 peak hour Saturday trips. I did offer some comments to the Planning Commission. I'm just going to highlight a few of those comments, understanding this is a sketch plan. We want them to provide evidence that the parking will meet the 20%, I'm sorry, the 15% of any other applicable landscaping requirements. Because they're separating the GCIC building from the remainder of the property, we need zoning data, setbacks, you know, all the necessary data to see that that lot is self-sustaining. We want them to provide a secondary means of access to the facility. They're exploring a couple methods. One is there's a, it's called Front Street. It actually comes over from Pat's Hill, the little development between this site and the Hershey Gardens. They're looking at possibly utilizing that as a second means. And they're also exploring other options, which may include a driveway down the back or connection to the other facilities of the Penn State facility located there. We'd like them to show that they're meeting the shade tree obligation along Kiefer Road and Sand Beach Road. The ordinance wants perpendicular lot lines for the minimum lot depth of the lots that are being created. The line falls a little short because it's simply following the Crystal Way Drive edge of road. They need to either provide roadway widening and curbs on Kiefer Road or request a waiver. They need to provide information related to fire protection and water service. They would need to provide sidewalks along Sand Beach Road and Kiefer Road or request and be granted a waiver. I'd like them to ensure that American Water is okay with the water meter serving the facility, serving the Hershey facility, not being located on their lot anymore. We'd like to see the access agreements for the use of Crystal Way Drive and any other shared driveways. And finally, they show their second phase tying into the walking trail that traverses the site. I think it'd be good if they showed a connection to the first phase as well. So no formal action is required this evening. The applicant's here to answer any questions the board may have.
Thank you, Chuck. Good evening, board. My name is Mark Hackenberg, principal with RGS Associates. We're the land planning consultants who are working with Swim Hershey on this particular project. As Chuck mentioned, there's no action required tonight. We're really here to get feedback, user comments, and concerns. I just want to also mention that representatives of the Swim Hershey board are with us this evening, primarily Dan Clow and Ray Grace. If there are any questions that you want to pose to them about the operations of the facility, we don't want to presume what your questions may be, but I'll make all of our team available. With me this evening as well is Craig Malott, principal and traffic engineer with traffic planning and design. As Chuck had mentioned, we've been working pretty closely with staff and also some preliminary conversations with PennDOT around the scoping and the breadth of study and impact area that we need to be looking at. We are in the process of establishing traffic studies and the scoping meeting with PennDOT to start that process. We recognize that work has to be done before we can file land development plans, so we acknowledge some of Chuck's comments in that regard. I just wanted to mention a couple of key elements. Chuck mentioned some of the utility providers. We've been in touch with water. We've been talking to ETMA about sewer and have begun discussions around some of the specifics as it relates to tying into these existing lines. To be clear, this is a lease agreement. It's intended to be a lease parcel from the Hershey Foods Company. They will retain ownership. There will ultimately be a long-term intent to acquire, but as the plans will ultimately come forward, they will be subdivision plans by the Hershey Company, apart and separate from the land development plans. We'll plan on processing them around the same time frame, so there's concurrency. But just to be clear, that is the intention, that this would be a lease parcel and ownership would be retained by the Hershey Company. Obviously, cross-access easement agreements and things like that need to be worked out as we navigate that process. Also, we're looking at what you've been presented tonight is a series of images For traffic planning purposes, we are intent on looking at the entire scope of the project. To satisfy PennDOT concerns, to look at it from the township's perspective, to make sure that we're addressing broad-ranging impacts. The project as a whole, what you will see when land development plans are ultimately filed, is just the 50-meter pool. The project is in the fundraising stages right now. They're in the planning stages and have been in continuous conversation with the national organizations that were mentioned. But until they've got funds to build the building, become operational with the initial stage of the project, this is a 50-meter pool project and not the large events and the future cool-down pool. Because this is a competition pool, pool temperatures are lower than what is traditional and what is available here in the community center. They're willing to partner with the township on residual events and events that they can't sponsor. Certainly Ray and Dan can talk more specifically about that, but this is not a type of facility that would compete with the pool here in the community. And they can certainly address that in much more detail than I can, but happy to address that if need be. This is, as Chuck mentioned, a permitted use in the Plain Campus North District. The sports complex is the use permitted. So we would be processing this as a by right plan to come through your process. We, as I mentioned, recognize transportation concerns. And one of the key elements of this particular operation is that they are primarily serving competition-level swimmers, a variety of other swimmers as well, but the large events that are being contemplated are generally occurring between September and March of the year. So it's off-peak travel time, it's off-peak demand for the park and traffic impacts in the Hershey Park Drive corridor. So their daily operations are actually, I would suggest, are actually much lower than what a traditional YMCA would be. This is not a complement of recreation facility. It is pool and swimming only. And again, if Dan or Ray want to address the operational context, or if you have questions about that, they're much more adept at speaking than that tonight. With that said, there will be potential waivers. Chuck alluded to some of them. We have not articulated all of them, but we recognize that we would probably continue street trees, we'd probably seek deferral agreements for sidewalk improvements along Sand Beach Road. Kiefer Road, which is to the rear, is a kind of a nondescript township road. We would probably offer fee in lieu of sidewalk improvements or widening improvements on that roadway. Trees, there's existing wooded vegetation along that area. It's not a logical place where I would suggest street trees are warranted. So you could expect to see some of those types of waivers as we would come forward with land development plan. With that being said, I will open it up to your questions. I want to make sure your issues are addressed and any comments you may have for us at this sketch planning stage that we need to be focused on. We appreciate hearing that tonight. Thank you, Jim.
You guys,
sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I just would say, as it relates to traffic, just be advised that with the last couple of developments that have come through here with sketch plans, we have challenged the traffic engineering reports and studies. And I just say it in a very colloquial fashion. The reports don't bear out what we end up seeing later on. So I don't know if it's a problem with the formula that's used by in this international book or this what patent. What we see in Derry Township is different than what those studies predict. So be prepared that we will challenge your traffic findings or your traffic engineer's findings because you've sat through most of this meeting probably a minute for all. We have traffic issues on every street in this community. So this project doesn't appear to be any different, that it will still generate significant traffic. And so we'll be looking through that lens, examining the report very carefully. The project itself, you said it's a lease to own, and I'm certainly either a gentleman here that can answer these questions if you prefer, but it feels like it's a partnership. Who is Swim Hershey so that we know as a board? Who is?
Most of these folks sitting over here, they're Derry Township residents and members of the Swim Hershey board. Dan, do you prefer to address that?
Sure. Thank you. Evening, everybody. It's good to see everyone. Thanks for your time. First, just a quick note. I'd spoken with Mr. Abruzzo.
May I ask you what your name is?
Oh, sure. Sure. Didn't mean to dive in.
That's okay.
Dan Clough, 84 South Hills Drive, Dare Township resident and part of the Swim Hershey Board. So apologies. So when I was speaking with Mr. Abruzzo at the beginning, I did want to mention an offer to the Board of Supervisors that there is a letter here that I wanted to offer in. There's a gentleman named Brendan Hansen who probably better than anybody else in the National Aquatics Committee can answer a lot of these questions. We had hoped that he'd be here tonight. He's an executive with USA Swimming. He's offering this letter in absence of himself to help explain quite a bit of that. So I have copies for you that I can offer as an exhibit to you. But Brendan sends his regrets, but wanted to offer this letter to really underscore the import of a couple of things, including the importance of partnerships in community aquatics. I'll explain a little bit more about that. I want to save time for you, but also support for Swim Hershey. The third thing that he wants to underscore is in terms of community partnerships, the USA Swimming Foundation, which is the philanthropic arm of USA Swimming, works with communities like ours on Learn to Swim grants, grants that the community center can benefit from. So Brendan is ready and able to come in and help us all work together as an aquatics community. So we have that letter. We'll let you read it offline. I believe there was a question.
Right. Just Dan, tell us who is Swim Hershey?
Sure. Swim Hershey, first off, in addition to my board service, I serve on the leadership team of USA Swimming myself, specifically as a board member of the USA Swimming Foundation. The Swimming Foundation, in addition to supporting our national team athletes and Olympians, really focuses on those community-based development programs nationally in communities like ours. Swim Hershey is a 501c3 corporation. We focus on education, access, and opportunity in aquatics to communities like ours. Specifically, it's focusing on the 50-meter facility that Mr. Hackenberg has been speaking about. Big thing about this facility, which he alluded to, is it's colder, deeper water. As a matter of fact, it's water that's specifically designed to complement our existing local water in the community. A little note on demand, that our community center pool, which is wonderful, all three of them, I'm a family member. I swim there almost every day, and I'll probably continue to do so until I'm on the leader side of the house and beyond. It's a fabulous facility, but no matter how wonderful that water is, what statistics have shown and demand has shown nationally is that the colder, deeper water that exists in the Swim Hershey facility serves primarily older youth and adult swimmers that compete and train in an environment that is colder and deeper. And this is, as it was mentioned, not just swimming. This is artistic swimming, water polo, and various other sports, some of which don't have any water to compete in, so we'll be servicing that. The other thing that I would underscore is the importance of community based partnerships. What we found nationally as part of USA Swimming, and it's no different here, is when there is a close partnership between the municipality, the facilities that exist, and local clubs, whenever that comes together, considerable growth happens across the board in the community. As a matter of fact, and I'd be happy to share offline or in the future these case studies, when a facility like Swim Hershey is installed into a community like Dairy Township, like Hershey, all facilities benefit and grow much, much more than any single facility could by itself. So happy to share those statistics as well. So we're about access and opportunity to that colder, deeper water. It's going to run at its shallowest depth, 8 foot, 2 inches deeper in the well. It's going to be chilly. It's going to run between 74 and 78 degrees at its max, which, again, is built towards the older youth and adults going for scholarships, going for higher positions in sport.
So I looked at the plans, right, and I read the materials, and
it feels like the Hershey Company is a partner with Swim Hershey. You mentioned community partners. Is there something more formal about that partnership than just a community partnership?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. By partners, I mean more broadly industry partners in aquatics, primarily USA Swimming, governing bodies, NC2A, various organizations like that. We also will be seeking corporate partnerships as well, and certainly seeking corporate donations as a part of this, as part of the main source of capital funds for this. As far as Hershey Company, which is the second side, I can't speak for Hershey Company and their intentions. I can say that they've been a fabulous supporter here at Town of Aquatics and all sports, including the community center. But I have to refer you to a contact there to speak more specifically what their intentions are. But as Mr. Hackenberg mentioned, they are the current owners of the land, and that's the extent of it.
Well, I mean, I mention that because that land, I would assume, is like all land in Derry Township is fairly valuable. And so Swim Hershey is a nonprofit, and they've entered into the actual lease-to-own agreement with the Hershey Company.
We're working on finalizing that as we speak.
And your drawings themselves, the renderings have in Swim Hershey, the Hershey Kiss is in it. So that, again, it's feels like there's a partnership with the Hershey Company that we're just curious about.
Yeah, absolutely. Understand the question. I'd have to refer you to them for anything official on their end. They've been incredibly gracious as not only the landowners, but the entities themselves have been very open. We've met with HENR, we've met with the Milton Hershey School, we've met with the Trust, and of course with Hershey Company, and they've been very positive and supportive.
So do you expect that those entities will be funding partners for the nonprofit in this endeavor?
We can always hope for such corporate sponsors, yes.
You mentioned the competitive, Mr. Hackenberg talked about this being a competitive pool. I know, many of us have met with you guys over time to discuss this, and this concept that it's not gonna compete with the Derry Township Community Center and the three pools we have. I see, I'm reading the Mr. Emmerich read off of his report, and I'm assuming, because it's in quotes, it came from your materials, but it says, in addition, Swim Hershey will not only accommodate local club teams, school districts, and adult wellness programs, but provide, and it goes on to say, provide programming that will reach thousands of special needs children and adults. At least the first half of that does seem like it's in direct competition with the aquatic center that the township operates. That's a question.
Okay. So I'll go back to my prior comment. The first thing that I would mention is I'd encourage us all to sit down. I know Mr. Jackson, we've been reaching out to talk a bit. Again, when you look at the way facilities like this are deployed nationally, they're deployed in partnership with local water. And the reason that's done is when you add more water, when you add more soccer fields, add more baseball fields in, the sport grows. When the sport grows, all facilities benefit. So that's the premise. The best thing that I would recommend is some time to sit down with Zach, with whoever's interested on the Board of Supervisors to look at those case studies nationally. And you'll be able to see the meat behind the numbers where when a facility like Swim Hershey is put into a community, the community wraps around all of the facilities and it grows. So it's really growing the sport, is growing all facilities. The second thing that I would note is there's an immense amount of tangible and intangible leverage that these partnerships can do. For example, Mr. Hansen with USA Swimming can probably best describe. But there are Learn to Swim grants that the township will benefit from, and those township Learn to Swim grants under our community block programs at USA Swimming depend on the partnership of other facilities, of other clubs. And so when they all work in an ecosystem together, it grows. And so what I can say is swimming in the community center, which is a wonderful facility, you're going to reach a point where Zach is going to have absolutely all the capacity demand that he could possibly need when when swimming grows in the future. And that's not just swimming, that's water polo, artistic swimming, and diving, and others. So I'm extremely confident that intangibly, Swim Hershey will be in a position to very much help the community center, which we're all part of. So what I would suggest is we sit down and we start talking about what those benefits would be. I won't.
And what's the, when do you think, so we're seeing a sketch plan, when do you think we will see actual land development plans? What I'm trying to gauge is, when would you be shovel ready? Like, when is this project going to break ground?
Sure. I'll answer that in two ways. The first way, I'm going to defer to Mr. Hackenberger or others, Mr. Emmerich, around that topic. I would say as soon as possible, being in the business end, we have a desperate need for this water, luckily, but I can't define that myself. Chuck or Mark, can you do better?
Our ability to file land development plans is dependent on the completion of the traffic impact study. So we're not going to come before you until the traffic impact studies are complete. Craig and I were just having that conversation tonight. We're probably looking at the end of this year until we have a scoping meeting that has to be established with PennDOT, which township staff and consultants will be a part of and invited to. So you'll be a part of that conversation. So until that happens, we can't start the studies. So we're projecting November, December as the time frame with which studies will complete and will be prepared to submit land development. So I would say late fall, winter, until you would actually see detailed plans from us to move these efforts forward. We're going to continue to work on all the background stuff, the water, the sewer, the access, the easements, the documents related to leasing the parcel, but that will be a rough time frame. So construction, Ray, you may know it better than I do, but my recollection was that we were intent to try to get in the ground next year, but that was assuming we were submitting in September. So it could be construction could potentially start next year through the approval process, but we've got an 18-month approval process with PennDOT improvements as well. And we're looking closely at the Sandy Grade intersection with 39. That's really kind of the hot spot, if you will, for creating capacity and improving those physical conditions in that location, as well as potential other areas.
Thank
That's
you.
A broad brush.
Yeah. Other questions?
I've got a question. I've got the elephant in the room question, and that's for you, Mr. Clark. I was here when you and many members of your board were advocating that the taxpayers build this 50-meter pool. So where was this plan 5 years ago?
Is the question, where was the Swim Hershey plan, or where was
Where was this plan? Because I know you remember how divisive that conversation was,
right,
and how expensive that community center is. And why wasn't this part of the conversation 5 years ago?
Yeah, appreciate the question, and there's a lot baked into it, and thank you. And it was an interesting ride, but the best way to describe it is Swim Hershey is a new nonprofit. We've been around for a year and a half, 2 years, but formally less than that, recognizing that this need, that this colder, deeper water was needed, including replacing the 50-meter training pool that used to be in the community center. We came together to get this 50-meter water together. As far as what happened before, I'd say the other reason that Swim Hershey didn't exist then is because the township approved the 50-meter pool and they backed away from it. So I think when you look at the chronology of it, Swim Hershey came about after so that we could answer the community's need for this colder, deeper water that complements what we have. So, candidly, being very close to that process, as I know you were, I think it ended up at a very good spot. And why I say that is the township, being a taxpayer here in Derry Township, that the township and the taxpayers made a decision to reduce the cost of that facility and as a result, reduce the design, and that's okay. So we've set forward in a private sense to offer the rest of that water, if that makes sense.
But it does, when you say that, I get the competitive, I get that piece of it, the deep water, cold water, Olympic-style training. Maybe there's this niche. I don't know how many hundreds of kids will benefit from that, but from that competitive swimming. But in your own description, that's not complementary. That would be complementary. complimentary to what the township built and what the taxpayers are paying for. Trying to host, you know, open it up for high schools, club teams, that's what the township community center is competing for. I mean, they're going out, they're working with other high schools, area high schools as well, and like, trying to fill that swimming pool. Because the taxpayers are paying for that building, and that's why I was curious as to who your partners were in this endeavor, and whether the Hershey Company was a partner, because there's a lot of, it seems like when you look at the plan, the Hershey Company has their fingers all over this. I don't think you would be building up there, but for whatever agreement they've arrived at with Swim Hershey, which I have to believe is probably a fairly generous agreement for a nonprofit, that I don't know what kind of money that your nonprofit has, but you know, all these things are going through our heads right now. So you can imagine the competitive nature of that pool we get. Everything else is not sitting well with folks.
Understood. I think what might be useful, and by the way, just one comment, Swim Hershey as an organization, because we're focused on access and opportunity, is not only more than open to sit down with the township to talk about how the community center can be more successful. We're actually recommending local clubs invest and dig in and make the community center their home facility. I just had a discussion with one of them the other day. And the reason why that's so important is because that community center has to be successful. It has to benefit from grant monies. It has to benefit from partnerships. We would not be we would not be stepping forward as Swim Hershey as this aquatics-facing nonprofit if we weren't fully convinced that that filling that water first was important. So it's a little bit hard to understand. So again, what I would say is if a group of you, Zach and Clue, wanted to sit down offline and take a look at the way some of these models work nationally, you'll be as confident as I will that every piece of water will benefit. As far as Hershey, at the sketch plan level, that's nothing I can really answer any further on, besides to say that we hope that every corporation in the region would support us and donate money to us going forward because it's an important cost. So.
Do you think the Hershey Company will match the contributions they're making to Swim Hershey with the Derrick Township Community Center?
I can't answer for that. Yeah. But I can refer you to an individual there if you want to ask that question.
I've got another question.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned that Swim Hershey is a 501c3.
That's right.
So my concern is from the taxing perspective, how does that impact? Obviously, you have Mr. Malak, who I think sometimes should be the sixth supervisor up here with all of the traffic projects that you bring to us. There's obviously going to be traffic impacts, and there's also going to be public safety impacts. If you're bringing in people from regional or outside of this community, if they're coming in here, we need to make sure that the infrastructure, there will be an infrastructure impact, and we need to make sure that police and ambulance are available for those folks. So there will be impacts to the township. If you're organized as a 501c3, what are the benefits to the township? What are the tax revenues that are potentially coming in here if you're a 501c3?
Yeah, and thanks for that question. That one was raised to me the other day. We've talked about it internally. I don't have a good answer to that, but one thing that I can say is, the tax status with the township as a 501c3 is something we certainly would look forward to sitting down with you all and rectifying. I feel very, very confident that both the needs of this community facing 501c3 and the needs of the township will be met. I've been told a couple of ideas that might work there. To have you recognize your concerns, but I just don't have a good answer for you at this time, but be happy to follow up on that.
And what type of a 501c3 are you? Are you a public chair? Like, how are you organizing yourself? I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, it's an educational charitable organization having to do with education, access and opportunity to water. So as a part of this, so programming is a part of this. One of the partnerships that we do have, back to Mr. Abruzzo's point, is with USA Soaring Foundation. So what we're planning on doing, hopefully in partnership with the township, is to bring in our sponsor, Olympian, a woman from this area named Kelly Flick, and her Brendan and others, put a circle on a map and help with in partnership with the township to bring drown proofing and water safety to area youth in particular and adults. You know, I think that the numbers are out there, but the Red Cross and CDC numbers are somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, it's still the number one cause of death. Drowning is for kids under five. The latest statistic is it's the number two cause of death for kids under 14. 80% of African Americans haven't been around water and can't swim in those communities. So this is where the DEI and the community-based program side of things kick in within our educational charter.
So you would be operating as a charity where you've been willing to be give your donor the donation receipt, or you're just operating
yes.
as an, you're operating the charity?
Operating the charity, both with the state and with the IRS.
And I agree with Supervisor Russo. I looked through all of your paperwork, and I do feel like there are competitive things that are showing up in your paperwork that will compete with what we have at the community center.
Yeah, again, thank you for that. And what I really encourage is let's sit down and take a look at that. I'd be happy to share any case studies again for how it actually operates out there in industry. I feel very confident that the water will grow here. That's a personal interest of mine. You have my personal commitment, but that's what we will be doing, and I will be doing is making sure the community center is set. But showing you those case studies. So I'd welcome that meeting, and perhaps what we can do is if there's a subset that we can meet offline, take a look at these things, we'd be happy to bring forward and report at a future date.
And this location that you presented, there's no alternative locations. This is the location.
Yeah, this is the location. We've tried many other locations. The facility of this nature was landed on this. This particular piece of land, we consider it a blessing that's available to us, and it's really the only one that we have, and if it doesn't happen, I'd put Swim Nursing in a different spot, and as a result, put this type of water in a bad spot for the region.
Dan, when we saw this sketch plan originally, Mr. Brace, when was it? Fall of, was it 21?
2019, maybe?
I just can't remember when we met with the group and saw the plans for this area. I believe at the time,
2 years ago,
you had joked that you'd be open before the community center. Clearly that hasn't happened. I'm curious what would prevent another slip-up in time frames with this project, as this is a much smaller scaled-down project.
Sure. It's Ray Brace, 945 Cedar Road, Hershey, PA. Okay. Well, first of all, maybe I can answer a couple of the questions that you posed before. To answer your question, Carter, because we will not move ahead with our project. We move ahead in phases only when we have the funding in place. So we did a campaign, raised enough money that we could go through the approval process. So that would take us to the end of this year. We need to initiate the large capital campaign. So before we put a shovel on the ground, we need to have the money in place. And so our project can be delayed, and it will be delayed if we don't get the funding in place. We're not making commitments that we can't pay the bills for. That's exactly the way we're moving ahead. So originally, we had hoped to put a shovel on the ground in January. We know that's not going to happen because the approval process has taken longer than you know what we expected. So we're probably talking about it earliest February, March of 24. You have a 9 to 10 month construction period to build the building and put the pool in. And so we will miss the season, if you want to say the 24-25 season. We'll be looking for the 25-26 season, which would start at the end of September, October, through March of 26. So we are, you know, very disciplined in how we approach. Okay, I want to go back to the question about where were we in 2019. I was here. I was the individual who made the presentation to the board. And to the board, we, the competitive swimming community, agreed that we would raise $4 million to go from a 35-meter pool that you were talking about then to the 50-meter pool. Okay, and we would raise that money independent of what the township was doing to raise money. We weren't going to go out and steal those donors. we would do it in other ways, and we would disclose to the township how we would do that. And I was asked to come to that meeting and make that presentation to the board. And if I did, the board would consider, okay, going to the 50-meter pool. Now, with the 50-meter pool comes 8 foot 2 inches minimum depth of water, okay? There's a diving well 14 feet deep so that we can handle competitive swimming, competitive 1-3-meter diving, water polo, and artistic swimming. That is our focus. We can't do learn to swim. We can't do recreational swimming. We don't have the ability to do that, okay? Not with the kind of pool that we're putting in. So you say we will compete with you, but will we compete to take the Derry Township schools? No. The Derry Township schools decide to stay with the community center because of where you're located. That's fine with us. But Lower Dolphin doesn't have a pool. Central Dolphin doesn't have a pool. Central Dolphin East doesn't have a pool. Big Devitt doesn't have a pool. Palmyra has an aging pool that are looking to whether they should put money in. If they're the types of organizations that we could attract too, okay? But that's minimal impact on traffic on anything else. The way that we survive is by going after the competition events. When you bring 300 kids in, okay, with the parents, okay, with entry fees, and that's where you're going to raise the money to run the facility. You're not going to continue to go out and get money from corporate sponsors to run the whole show, okay? And so that's the way we have been moving forward since. And by the way, it was in 2019 when the board decided to go in a different direction, and we understood the rationale for going in a different direction. We were disappointed, okay? We thought that offering the $4 million would have allowed you to move to a larger facility.
Mr. Grace, we were not on the board at that time.
Rick
was on the board. I don't know if you can speak to it.
But the day of fact, you can go back and look at the recordings that were taken at that point in time to verify what I'm telling you, okay? At the end of that board meeting, one of those board members said, "Hey, Mr. Grace, this is such a great idea. Why don't you do it yourself?" That's when Swim Hershey was born. Okay, that's when we started, okay, to put together and say, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe the community center, maybe taxpayer dollars shouldn't be paying for a competitive facility. Okay, let's see if we can do it ourselves. And so we started then, and it's been a long process to get our 501c, to get the plans together to decide how we would move forward. Okay, but that's how we got here. Okay. And as it relates to your question, Chris, I'm the board member who's been negotiating the lease with the Hershey Company. And I can tell you that they went out and they did an appraisal on the property, and we told them we couldn't afford it. At least up front to pay that amount of money and be in existence. And so we asked if they would do a lease with an option to buy. And they then had a lease amount determined based on the appraisal on the property. And that is what we are negotiating in the lease. We hope that the Hershey Company will be a sponsor going forward. We hope that the trust company will, the Hershey School, AT&R. But we don't have any commitments from those organizations. We have not even launched our capital campaign to move forward. We only raise enough funds to see if we can get through the approval process, okay, and to make sure there were no knockouts. And that's why when we approached the township and PennDOT about the traffic study, we thought that we can study Crystal Way Drive and Sand Beach Road. We can study Hershey Park Drive and Sand Beach Road. But no, we were required to go 2 intersections on each side at our expense. But we said, you know what? We knew traffic is an issue in this township. And we want to make sure that we hire the best and we do everything that the state and the township wants us to do in developing that a traffic plan. Okay. We were originally offered the property along Hershey Park Drive, which was publicly for sale. But it would not suit for a 50-meter pool with parking, okay? And so we had then approached the Hershey Company and said, would you consider the land a little further out of town, up the top of the hill, okay? Not in the core, okay? And it took, you know, maybe 5-6 months, and they came back and said, all right, we'll get an appraisal on it, and we'll try to move forward with you, okay, on that basis. You can look at it and say it's 45 acres, but there's actually 10 acres that is absolutely useless to the east. It's a huge ravine, you can't do a thing with it. You have a huge hill on the backside to keep a road. So when it's all said and done, we are getting enough land, okay, to meet all the requirements of the township to build our facility, but we're not going to be having excess land there. So that property isn't quite as valuable as you think it might be, okay, based on how much of the land is actually usable. So I know that there was other questions, I'd be happy to try to answer, but I've been in charge of the land and construction portion of it, and I think that's why I'm more intimately involved in the day-to-day.
Ray, I don't have any other questions. I just underscore what I said earlier, Mr. Clough. I just, again, the concept of having a competitive pool, the one that I know your group desired early on, and again, none of us were on the board back then. Rick was part of that, but we weren't. I understand that need, and I know that you feel strongly, your group feels strongly about that need. I'll speak for myself. My only concern is really to the taxpayers of this township that are paying for this enormous facility that we own and operate. And so anytime I see language in any of your paperwork that makes it look like we're going to be competing for the same swimmers, and Dan might be right, that when all, I wish I could see into the future, because then it would make me feel better. I'd say, you know what, Dan, you're right, just do it. And I know I'm not saying that we're preventing it. What I'm saying is my major concern has to do with taking potential revenue away from that center, because the people that we have to make that up through taxpayer dollars.
I fully understand.
I know
I'm one of those taxpayers.
Yes,
and I have been here for 50 some years, so I understand that. And we do not want the community center to fail. Okay, this town needs that community center. Okay, but if you look at the facilities you have there, we're not going to have a gym. Okay, we're not going to have outdoor pickleball courts or tennis courts. We're not going to have a senior citizen center. We're not going to have recreational pools, of which I think two of the three of your pools are recreational, meaning warm water pools. Okay, you have what is now a 25-yard pool, nine lanes, okay, and you are limited in what you can do in there from a competitive standpoint. You can't bring in the larger events, okay? You can't even bring in the events with 300 swimmers in it, okay? And what we were offering was to say, we really can't handle the under 25s and the under 50. Under 25 years and the under 10s, under 8 and under 10s, because they can't swim. They don't swim well in a cold water pool. They don't generate the heat that you need to survive in 76 degree waters. And so what we were saying is, maybe what we could do, we partner with the township and say, let's do the events that you can handle there. Okay, let's do the under 8s. Let's do the under 10s. Okay, let's work with the township to either run those meets for you, rent the facilities from you, or to shunt those meets to you. And Dan has offered, to work with the township to try to get grants out of USA Swimming, maybe USA Diving, and all the other partners that we are working with that cannot get grants to us, but they can do it to a municipality. They were the kind of things that we said we should sit down and talk about, okay? I don't know what else to say. If you have other questions, I'd be most happy to try to answer them for you. Okay, but we are moving forward very methodically here, and we're going to make sure that we can fund what we are going to do before we do it. The other question you ask is, what about the tax dollars to the township? I'm not sure what the tax revenue is on taking a piece of land, okay, no matter what the value of it is. But what we will bring, okay, and this was verified by the Harrisburg-Hershey Sports Authority as well as George Connor from the county, is increasing to maybe into year three, $20 million worth of economic positive advantage to this area. That means to restaurants, that means to hotels, that means to other businesses who all pay taxes, by the way, okay, during the time of the year, okay, when we are not in the park season, well, we don't have 40,000 people attending the park, okay? So we're matched in almost perfectly, okay, with that, from a traffic standpoint and from utilization of existing infrastructure.
Are there any? I don't want to keep you up there and keep everybody.
No, you're good.
And I appreciate that this is a sketch plan, so you probably not way beyond sketch plan. Is there anyone that wants to?
No, you guys covered it.
What I would suggest is this is a sketch plan, so there's no action tonight. But this is the board's opportunity. If you have any comments or concerns with respect to the plan layout, if you have traffic concerns, if you have concerns with, I think the applicant did mention some potential waivers they may be looking for. If you have any initial comments with respect to that, for the plan, it would be, and this is an opportunity for you to do so at this time.
And now, in regards to the egress, there would be, I think it would be really unsafe to have just one way in and out of that facility.
Well, actually, there would be two. Would be Crystal A Drive would be the main entrance, you know, coming in. And then off of Front Street would be the emergency access entrance.
Can you show us where that is?
Do I have a pointer here, Jeff?
Couple. Yep, print off.
I don't know. Oh, there it is. Okay, here's our main entrance coming in. Crystal Way off of Sand Beach, okay. And then this is the Hershey facility that they talked about, the Customer Innovation Center, that we've aligned our main drive, which, by the way, is a long drive coming in, which would provide some queuing and access going into our parking area as well. And then there's a portion of the old Front Street. Front Street actually comes down here and used to cross over and continue. Right? We are offering to make that a emergency vehicle access to the property.
And both of those, you have all the egresses, everything that you need?
We would be leasing the property, or we would own the property if we fulfill the ability to purchase the property. Yeah.
Ray, when you say emergency access, will there be stanchions? Will it be blocked? Or will it be always open? How will people know that it's the emergency?
Our thoughts right now would be to put in the stanchions that allow emergency vehicles to depress them, and then put cameras on there to make sure that they're not being used when they're not appropriate to be used. And so we would have cameras that would catch people coming in or trying to go out, and then we would have license plate numbers, and we would take appropriate action. What we're told is that the fire companies, the police, the ambulance, and all know that these flexible stanchions, which would prevent you from driving your car across, are no problem to a fire truck or an ambulance or a police vehicle.
So it wouldn't be used if any competitors or their families are there and there was an emergency and they had to get out. It'd strictly be for emergency vehicles?
Oh, in an emergency case, they flex both ways.
I thought you said my car wouldn't go over it.
You wouldn't want to take your car over it.
But in an emergency, I could get out of it.
Emergency, you would go over it. Nothing would prevent you from doing that, except you're looking at these stanchions that are 2 foot apart and standing about 3 foot or so high. They look formidable, okay? And you could do it. But that's why we would put cameras on them, because if people were doing that as a steady diet, we would prevent it.
Is there a reason that it would be emergency access only and not just to help the traffic flow around events?
I really don't think that we're going to get a lot of traffic flow from Sand Beach Road. We've looked at GPS and how people would come in here. They're going to come in Hershey Park Drive, 743 or Route 39.
Right, but you and I both know when you're trying to leave an event, you look for any way out. I know I do. Never in Derry Township, was that, but anywhere else, you look for any way out.
Okay.
Good evening, board members. Craig Millott with Traffic Planning Design. You've heard my spiel before in terms of the purpose of a traffic impact study to evaluate access and then offset impacts, which will apply here. The one unique nature of this is that you have events that are not necessarily every day. You may have to quantify what those are, but you treat events that have larger surges of traffic different than you would something that happens every day, where you want to make sure the infrastructure is in place, that you have improvements that are necessary, those sorts of things. So on a day-to-day basis, based on where that's located, and Carter, we could look at the type of control. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that's going to damage a car. It could be a gate or something along those lines. On a day-to-day basis, the intent's not for that driveway to be used unless our study shows the need for it. during the events, I think what would have to happen, and this is pretty common, I'm sure you've seen it, there'll have to be an event management plan that's put together that identifies resources that can be used, so like the variable message signs potentially placed at strategic locations, directing people, trained traffic control specialists or police officers. And just police officers, this came up with planning commission, wouldn't be something the township pays for, it'd be something the Swim Hershey has to pay for, where you have people controlling traffic going in and out. So the, during events, based on that event management plan, we work out with PennDOT and the township, that might be different than what you see day to day. We just have to work through the details of it.
Makes sense.
But the intent with where it's located on the hill, I think the intent is not to have people going in there on a day to day basis at that emergency access location.
So are you required, Greg, to have 2 points of egress?
The answer to that, Sandy Beach Road is a PennDOT road. I can tell you, PennDOT's preference from an access management perspective is one driveway only, unless we demonstrate there's a need for a second. So they'll kind of they'll drive the determination on that. They'll take feedback from your engineer, but normally they only want one access point unless we can show for capacity reasons, delay reasons.
I get that as Sandy Beach Road, but I think Mrs. Nutt raises a good point about in an emergency. That it almost reminds me, truthfully, of high school. There's one way in and one way out. And I guess they can drive over the grass and drive, but this is that secondary access that we off of Front Street. That looks like it's still one way. It doesn't look like it's an emergency access. If something happens near those four trees that are by the storm basins, there's no way out of that facility. There's no way in for fire trucks. There's no way I'm just saying from an emergency management perspective, I don't see how that configuration satisfies the safety needs of something that might have, on a busy, in a meet, 300 swimmers or 300 people. There's potentially a lot of people up there during a big regional meet. And if there's a fire in that facility, or there's something that blocks that road, that looks to me like it's still one way in and one way out. I mean, you can do, it's two ways, but not if you have a problem that's anywhere between where Front Street intersects with the driveway and all the way up to the first right.
I think that's a valid point. I'm not entirely sure if the grade's there. It's something we'll have to look at in our traffic study as we get into the detailed design to see if there's a way to provide greater connectivity closer to the facility, as you mentioned. I think it's a fair comment.
I offer that as a sketch plan. It's clearly, this is not raised, and I'm raising it. It's a problem at the schools. It should be, we shouldn't be in the business of developing projects that have essentially one way in and one way out.
So. Yeah, understood. I hear you loud and clear. To one other issue that we'll have to work through, I know when it comes to traffic studies and trip generation, there's often lots of debates about that. There are some uses where it's easy to predict the amount of traffic going in and out. Residential units, for instance, there's been thousands of studies done where we can generally say one unit in this context generates this much traffic. This one's unique. The standard that you referenced earlier is called the Institute of Transportation Engineers Trip Generation Manual. It doesn't contemplate this type of use, which is always the biggest challenge for us. So as we were talking with Ray and the Swim Hershey team, we tried to come up with YMCA data because we thought on a day-to-day basis, not on an event basis, that it would be conservative. We'll get with the Swim Hershey team. There are the challenges. It's a unique use. There's only a couple across the country, two on the Eastern Seaboard. The company I work for has some offices down on the Eastern Seaboard where we'll just have to coordinate with your engineer and with Swim Hershey to see if it's possible to count those facilities, because there's nothing better than finding a very comparable facility with similar operation, doing the traffic counts, and then it kind of puts it to bed because you've got a similar facility and here's what it generates, and you can kind of replicate that here. So we hear the concern. It's amped up here because it's a unique use and there's not a lot of data on how much traffic it generates.
And I think I have confidence you'll figure that out. What I worry about, and you've been at these other meetings, so I don't want to have anything, I'm not picking on this group. There's no way that manual is accurate for our community. Like, there's no special community that identifies the unique nature of this community and the amount of traffic on any given day. Sometimes it doesn't matter if
Hershey Park is open in the middle of summer. The traffic here is, the volumes of traffic are going through the roof. The West End project is coming online at the same time. We already are 10 years behind in terms of traffic, how we have to handle traffic in this community, most of which has nothing to do with the township. But I'm concerned that when you do your study, Greg, so keep it in the back of your mind, because you have to tell me the questions I'm going to ask you. How did you accommodate for our community? Because if our community does not appear in that manual, something like a description of our community doesn't exist, or all these traffic plans that this township has approved for the last two decades, we should see different results on our roads than what we see.
Yeah, we can hear the concern. I can promise you that we're bound by what PennDOT allows us to do and by your ordinance. We've already worked closely with your engineer. One of the benefits is we do think there's kind of the reversal in terms of this peak's off peak from Hershey Park. But to be conservative, in talking with Chuck, talking with Eric, we decided to do counts already in August last year because we wanted to capture the peak season along Hershey Park in the event that there's an event or something that coincides. So we're doing our best to be conservative. What we have to do is just prove to PennDOT and prove to your engineer that the estimates we're using are reasonable and they're reasonably conservative, and then develop recommendations based on that.
Mr. Millat, I've got a question too. I'm looking at the ship generation, and yep. I would think that with a facility like this, it'd be pretty busy on a Saturday. And I noticed the peak hours on Saturday, they're a lot lower than during the weekday. So that seems odd. And also, I saw in the news, HENR is opening up the park significantly longer than it has been in the past.
Right.
So they've extended their fall season. So I don't think that even saying that, the park is closed after Labor Day, I don't think that holds true anymore with all of their new events.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point, and that was what Chuck and Eric raised. That's why we did the counts in August. Your comment about Saturday is something that your engineer also made. It's simply a function of we assumed the YMCA use, which is really intensive during the weekday, less intensive on Saturday. We just have to figure it out. It looks like we're going to assume something more conservative for that.
I think someone mentioned potential waiver requests for street trees, road widening, and sidewalks. Do you want to maybe show the board where those potential requests would be?
Yeah, thanks for asking. What we would envision is that we would probably continue the street tree pattern along Sand Beach Road, so I think it's logical that we would propose street trees along this segment. There are no sidewalks in this vicinity. I think we would likely request a deferral of sidewalks, that at such time other sidewalks might be implemented, that we would implement sidewalks across this frontage as well. The area that's probably the most, I'd say the most likely for us to ask complete waivers on and perhaps offer fee in lieu of improvements would be back here on Kiefer Road. Kiefer Road is a relatively isolated area, segment of roadway that we don't envision is going to see substantial growth or see substantive improvement. So we would be likely asking waivers of street tree sidewalk and physical widening improvements on that segment of road, likely offering a fee in lieu of the improvements. Because it's not really envisioned that would be a road there. They said it's been our discussions thus far with staff, but happy to hear any concerns you have in this request.
I guess you had asked a question a minute ago, why Hershey? First of all, the Hershey name is going to help us as far as utilization of our facility. We know that the infrastructure is here, to handle that. But all seven of our board members are residents of Hershey, and long-term, residents of this town. We would prefer to be in Derry Township. But if we moved across the creek to South Hanover or went to Palmyra or Conwell, you would still have the same concerns about traffic and everything else, But we wanted to come here and say, we're going to answer the questions that you have, the concerns that you have, because we would like to be in Derry Township, We would like to be able to use the Hershey name as the draw to bring, these events, to our facility. And so, not being in Derry Township, maybe it would have been easier, but we know that easy isn't always the best way. And so that's why we want to know what your concerns are, we want to be able to address those, we want to be able to solve those. And, I travel around the township as well as you do, okay? I don't want to be caught in traffic jams no more than you do. And so from a traffic standpoint, from a competitive standpoint, from any other standpoint, we want to make this work out with the township.
Rory, it's not just traffic, it's traffic and safety.
Yeah.
We're worried about the pedestrians in the area too, so.
Yeah, and we heard that loud and clear here earlier this evening. We were here for that as well. And frankly, I think being a little further removed from Hershey Park Drive was a benefit, to us, okay, to try to be a little more isolated than to be along Hershey Park Drive. Okay, we looked at a lot of sites, okay, and all the sites we were looking for were in Derry Township, and all of them had issues, okay, that were even worse than, what you're picturing us, being on the hill there. So we tried to pick the site that was best suited for us, but also one that fit in with the issues that we have to face. So we're open and ready to field your concerns, your questions, and we're going to adapt to those.
I actually have a couple of questions if I can get Mark up again.
Sure.
Maybe Ray wants to chime in on this. Is there any expectation that any of these spectators that are there they're going to be there for the whole day, I assume?
No.
I'll let them address the operation.
This is part of what I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Can I just answer from here?
Yeah.
The way a swim meet works, it's not like a basketball game, a football game,
right,
where everyone comes, they're there, the event's over, and they all leave at the same time. Okay. You would have younger children possibly in the morning, older children in the afternoon. The parents are only going to come whenever they have, someone that's competing. Okay, if they compete and they do well enough and they make the finals, they come back at night. So there's a flow in and out.
Right, discussion 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
With this, I understand people come and go, and that leads me to my next comment or question. Do you expect anybody to want to walk down to, say, the outlets or over to Wendy's or anything down at the bottom of the hill?
I don't expect that they would want to walk here. We're hoping that when they come to Hershey and they have a son or daughter that's competing either in the morning or in the afternoon, okay, that they will either leave the facility and go do other things within Hershey, or we would look to providing a shuttle, okay, to take people into, say, into town or something.
Okay, so that's going to be part of your strategy, your transportation strategy.
Yeah, I mean, I know we'll do that. When you have 300 participants, it's going to be a minimal, massive flow. There's going to be flow in and out. But when we go to phase two, okay, we want to be able to bring in the championship, USA championship meets. We want to bring in maybe Olympic trials. We want to bring in NCAA, events. Okay, that's why we will need to be able to handle 800 participants and have, 1,500 seats. Okay, that doesn't exist anywhere here in the Northeast. You go to F&M and or to Bucknell to get a 50-meter pool, okay, but they have limited seating as well, okay? You go to Carlisle, where an individual put in a 50-meter pool, but it doesn't handle water polo, artistic swimming, or diving at all, and they have relatively no seating whatsoever.
Okay, I understand all that.
I
was trying to get to the people visiting and maybe walking. I know you're going to ask for a waiver, or you're going to ask for a waiver on the sidewalks.
What I can say, Rick, is that and Chuck raised this comment with the first phase of the project. He's suggesting a sidewalk extension to the trail. So there is a rather extensive trail network that exists on the properties adjacent. We're assuming that, and just suggest this needs to be continuing communication with the Hershey companies. They own the bulk of the trail network. The notion that that folks who might visit here would have the opportunity to go out and utilize the trail network around the properties with potential access down to the 39 corridor, I would say does exist.
Which brings me to my next point, which is a great way to segue into that. If they come from the facility down to the bottom of the hill, there's got to be some kind of safe crossing area there.
And then
there's
as
trails.
Far as what we'll deal with as
I know,
relates to the intersection improvement. So pedestrian access is
okay.
Is
so you're anticipating.
I'm anticipating we'll have to deal with that.
Okay. Okay. And I'll wait for the traffic study to come out on that. I trust you on that one. The last question I have, and well, that goes to a signalized intersection. Actually, it's combined with what I'm going to ask you next. Do you guys have any interest or thoughts about how it's going to affect the people on the west side and in that small village there, the west side of Sand Beach?
Having analyzed the impacts to that area, that's certainly more, I would suggest, perhaps more traffic-related and functional intersection analysis-related, but
right.
So, haven't really gone deeper than that.
That's where I'm considering. I'm thinking about a signalized intersection up there at the drive at Crystal Lake.
Great.
Just a thought. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have a lot of traffic coming out, and granted, it's not going to be every single day.
That most certainly is something we'll have to evaluate as part of our traffic impact study. PennDOT will drive whether a signal can go in there. We'll have to prove if it's needed that there's a certain threshold of traffic that's met. But if it is, and it's and then it meets the standards for PennDOT signal installation, that's something that we would have to do in conjunction with the project. Just something to be determined. PennDOT gets sometimes a little bit funny if you're dealing with something that's not an everyday generator. So if you've got an emergency, if you've got an event that's occurring a couple times over the course of a month, they may be less willing to allow signalization in that case versus something that's generating a high enough volume of traffic on a day-to-day basis where they'd be more comfortable. So I don't have the answer yet, but it's
right. A little left to come out of a traffic study.
Yeah.
And I am concerned about what those people on that west side of Sand Hill are going to think about this whole thing. Nobody's here from there to let us know.
But the one other thing I can convey to you is that under the presumption that at some point in time we get through this process and this first phase of the project gets built, you'll see the next phase of this project before it gets any further approval.
Sure.
So one thought is that the ability to study traffic, to analyze the smaller events and extrapolate their longer-term impacts will still exist. I mean, it's not like we're building this whole facility. I think there is the ability to get some localized data that does offer the ability to extrapolate that into the larger events as Swim Hershey gets some of these smaller event opportunities in front of them. I'm presuming we kind of forget this, so I'll present it. But just a nugget to chew on, because the opportunity is not build this entire thing and we're going to experience this tomorrow. This is a gradual growth. They have to first secure the contracts and the agreements to be able to host some of these events at a smaller scale, but it'll give us the opportunity to get some real data, real roadways with real track, real background traffic before larger events become permanent.
Well, I'm looking forward to how you come up with these the new estimates for this site specific.
I'm going to ship you to North Carolina. We're going to figure this out.
All right, thanks for taking my questions.
Any other questions for the applicants or the team?
I just have one closing comment, just to back up. So one thing that I would mention is, first off, I appreciate all the questions. Mr. Emmerich and the Planning Commission have been absolutely wonderful. We've been able to talk to them quite a bit. We realize we haven't been able to talk to you all quite a bit, and that we understand that you have questions, and that makes a lot of sense. So we really appreciate all the feedback. One thing that I would respectfully request from this is maybe a couple of actions if we could. One is to re-extend the offer to sit down and talk about some of the topics tonight, most notably the business case, whether it's going to compete with the community center. I think it would be very value-added if the subgroup got together and talked about that so we could talk about some of these case studies around the country that we could show pro formas and things like that and find ways together to make the community center and Swim Hershey successful together. So again, realize you have lots of questions. We look forward to answering them, and hopefully we can do this in between these meetings to be more helpful to you. The second action I'll take, if you're interested, we'd be more than happy to share the economic impact data that we've done with Greg Cook and the gang at Hershey Harrisburg Sports and Events Authority if you want to look at that data.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, so I apologize. I should have done this earlier. For the staff, we're going to skip over departmental reports and supervisory board or committee reports. I should have done that earlier so that I could have freed the staff up to not have to stay until 10:30. So We will provide updates at our August 22nd meeting. It's important to note, though, that for the record, we are canceling our August 8th meeting. We did this last year because of vacations and things of that nature. We will not have a meeting August 8th. So we will reconvene on August 22nd. And so for departmental reports and board reports, we're going to provide updates then. So that'll take us to public comment, and we'll listen to public comment. Anybody wishing to come forward, again, I'll probably be a little more restrictive on the 3-minute rule due to the lateness of the hour. Should I invite anyone up?
Good evening. Connie Wagner, 803, Hershey. I appreciate the scrutiny you're giving this group. I do think I hear waivers. That's a problem. Sidewalks are important. And I just appreciate that you talk about meetings. Just the sunshine laws, do they apply?
Any meeting that would take place with the applicant would be primarily with staff and maybe one, two supervisors if they want to. Wouldn't be more than one, which would not be a violation of such matter.
Okay, well, that's how we need to start then. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court, Derry Township. Got a couple things on my mind. As you all know, I was up here during this whole thing back in 2019. A couple things that come to mind. Good presentation on their behalf. I understand where they're coming from on many things. But for me, I'm just really surprised that the board of directors of the Hershey Food Corporation would allow a backdoor deal to be done on a piece of property in Derry Township where you could probably get a line of people as long as Hershey Park drives to put a bid in on that property. Especially something that ends up in a purchase at the end of the day. So, you know, they really owe it to their shareholders. Secondly, along that same line, is that property up there, part of it was turned over to Penn State, which moved it to a nonprofit, and we lost tax on that portion of it. So if they're going to put another entity in that's nonprofit, we don't get the tax out of that, okay? Also, you know, the guys stand up here and they talk about USA Swim, USA Dive. They have a lot of inner workings with these groups, and they got to believe what it is. They tell them a lot of things. But to me, it means no more than USA Rodeo. I don't have any faith or any knowledge about any of that. So they keep saying that it won't compete with our community center. I don't believe it, okay? We need to protect that community center. I know that they say that there's proven studies that it brings more revenue, etc., etc., but we need to protect ourselves. We got 27 more years to pay for this thing. 15 years from now, it's not going to be the shiny dime that it is now. So if anything, we need to ensure that we're protected as taxpayers in Derry Township. So if that means changing the amusement tax, where the swimmers that come in out here, we get direct revenue from that. Something needs to be taken a look at. We need to have something in writing. We've all heard the strategy, the saying before. Hope is not a strategy. These guys are more or less saying that it's going to bring in money for Zach's facility, our community, etc. There's no guarantee. We need something in writing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rivers.
Rich Campbell, 39 Arkansas Road, Hershey. I'd like to comment about the recommendations and support for grants. Yeah, for a while I thought I was sitting in Martha's Vineyard when somebody would ask for a dirt bike path over kids that are starving. I'm sitting listening to the educational team that got together, asking for taxpayer money to support their little social club, as I refer to. We have a responsibility to pay school taxes, put that responsibility back on the Derry Township School District. We should not be having kids going, have to go somewhere else to get an education. And using COVID as an excuse, okay, that's fine. But look at the rates before COVID and look at them after COVID. They're not that much of a difference. Put the responsibility back on Derry Township. And I told the lady as she's walking out, I said, you want money for your program? I think it's a great idea. You're going to serve, what, 50 kids out of a population of 3,000? Go ask them for the money. They're getting our tax money. Let them give some out. I'm really concerned that CocoaPax was not included in that list. CocoaPax has been functioning in this community now for over 2 years, maybe longer. It was interesting, the lady from the education committee said, well, you realize there's 27% of the kids in Derry Township are on food subsidies. I said, I know that. I said, 2015, it was only 5%. So why aren't we putting the support behind those groups that are supplying and helping this community, particularly the taxpayers? I've been working with Chris now for about a year and a half prior to being sick. And I was going, picking up food for the people that live in the high-rise because they couldn't get there, to our Derry Township residents, community, people in the community. Yeah, we get some people who come from other areas, Dauphin County, but it's all Dauphin County's tax money they're collecting. So why not, if they want to come here and get it, because other communities don't provide that service. I really think you should reconsider and consider CocoaPax a definite need for this community. And if they can get funded to help maintain what they're doing, they've been growing leaps and bounds, providing clothes, food, not only for children, but for our senior citizens also, and many families in the community that can't afford to buy food. So that's my complaint. Oh, and the Chamber of Commerce, you know, take the money that you're using for breakfast and put that back in your pocket. Use that. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill.
I'll be brief. I wasn't intending on speaking, but a couple of things just kind of perked up and they're unrelated to each other. The first thing is the traffic.
Can you say your name?
Tracy Brown, 319 Park Avenue. Sorry.
It's okay.
The traffic issue that the folks at the high-rise spoke about, I know that they had raised maybe having a four-way stop or an extended walk. That intersection has a turn on red, and the same as Park and Chocolate. So when pedestrians are walking, drivers are turning on red, and they're near hitting us. So that's another intersection that needs to be looked at, because I do live on Park, so when I cross to go to the park, I've had some near misses with impatient drivers. So that is a big intersection. The second part that kind of perked my ears up, because I live on that end of Hershey with the proposed pool, evening competitions and then the off-season, that they're speaking about, that area up on the hill gets stacked with traffic during sweet lights. And, you know, if they're having evening competition, I do worry that it's going to compound the issue. So I think that there's some consideration there because that does get backed up along that street. So just things to think about. I know people think off-season or evening or nobody goes up there, but they do. So just some things to think about.
Good points. We're not sure there is an off-season anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's cool.
Good evening, Kevin Ferguson, Coral Hollow Road. To dovetail quickly off of Mr. Gamble, I appreciate the board's position with these grants that you want to prioritize those that will supplant the taxpayers' money being spent. But there's also a merit to an organization like CocoaPax, which is doing something tremendous for the community
outside of Derry Township that Derry Township can't do. And those grants are meant for those exact purposes. So I would encourage you to consider that. I was at the meeting that Mr. Brace was referring to where he made that offer to the board. I remember it as $3 million. He says it's $4 million, I believe he said tonight. No difference there. But, yeah, he did make that offer, and the board just completely didn't react to it. Nobody said anything to it at all. So he was accurate with that. The concern about taxpayer money just being spent for a competition pool. So I was also at the meeting on April 21st of 2020, I believe it was, where the contracts were already signed for a 30-meter size pool. And there were competitive representatives from Competitive Aquatics telling the board that they needed the 30-meter space. But you changed that. You did a change order and you reduced it to 25 yards. So the competition pool that the taxpayers got is the pool that you gave them. That's not what the competition people wanted. It's the pool that you gave them. That's important to remember here. As far as traffic is concerned, if HERCO is expanding in their part as they're going to do, will those same issues be brought up to them to maybe encourage them not to expand because it's going to be too much traffic for us? We have the Linlow Properties Project. That's a traffic nightmare. And that's more downtown than this is on the periphery of the township. That's going to be a traffic nightmare. And then you also have the hotel, residence, whatever the trust wants to build on Chocolate Avenue. You just heard tonight the pedestrians' problem with Chocolate Avenue. That's going to add to that traffic concern there. So I get it and I agree with that, but just as long as it's equally applied. Thank you for the time.
Good point. All right, seeing no one else coming forward, we will close this session and consider public comment. That will take us to adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.